Our sub-region is affected by the scourge of terrorism. Terrorist attacks close to our northern border have become a regular feature. Ghana is also not immune from the influence and effects of the complex challenges posed by the global security environment. This is because globally non-state security actors are becoming, or in some instances, have already become central and pivotal. This situation requires a comprehensive approach to state security, and one cannot underestimate the importance of active participation of all our citizens in the security and stability of our state. As citizens of Ghana, we must recognize that the nature of contemporary threats that confront us demand that we do not perceive our security services as the exclusive institutions responsible for our safety and security. The complementary roles of individuals, organizations, and the government in national security is of critical importance. I urge our citizens in discharging this complementary duty of helping to safeguard our security not to behave like the shepherd boy in the famous fable who cried wolf, wolf when there was no wolf. If we behave like that boy, either for partisan or parochial interest, we distract the attention of our security services from focusing on their critical job of keeping us safe. Let us support our security services and the Ghana Armed Forces with information that is useful and intelligence that is helpful, that will advance their work rather than retrogress it. Let me reiterate that we will take all allegations of crime seriously and trigger our security service investigative machinery to go after criminals, no matter who they are. But let me state emphatically also that we do not have the resources and time to engage in any game of smoke and mirrors.